Blog Talk Radio.
I am so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I am sexually attracted to myself. Yes, I am. I am a sex. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You sent me Jamal's key, right? Should I say how disturbing that is?
No, I think he already knows.
That's that gangster. When he used to be a gangster, he would dance like that.
Did you say used to be?
Right? I know y'all.
Don't hit live. And I see all of them.
Quit walking all the time.
Okay. Oh, you're awesome.
He said quit walking. Oh my God.
You ready, fellas?
Yep.
All right.
Come in, D.
Most of us are ready.
All right, here we go.
I wonder if anybody at your church see you acting like this.
What's going on, everybody? It is Wednesday evening. Jamal's getting jiggy with the music. Get jiggy with it. Come on. They're like the Ninja Turtles. You guys need to join in. Get jiggy with it.
Who's on?
Can y'all hear me?
For is my camera all right? Do I have to bring it down or?
No, I think it's good.
All right, perfect.
It's good.
Live.
Yeah, we are live. We're live on D Live. We're live on Blog Talk. We're live on Twitch. We're live on Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, the planet. What's going on, fellas?
They won't call me dancing.
Huh?
Living the life, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jamal, we got you all dancing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some things can't be unseen.
Y'all really want to break it down?
Yeah. Get jiggy with it.
Why are you guys encouraging this?
All right, so number one. All right, so thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening. The four J's are here. Jermaine, I'm glad you're doing and feeling a lot better. Glad you're here. So what do you guys really want to talk about tonight? Because I have something, a video that I really want to show you that's really probably going to kind of trigger you. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm going to say that. Look at Jamal. You know what? I'm wondering if Jamal actually saw this video that I'm going to show you guys. And I can't wait to see the expression on his face. But let's talk about the primaries right now. The Iowa caucus, you saw that, that debacle. And then, and you know, they're trying to say that, it was the software, it was the app. And then come to find out that they really didn't even use the app. So what can you believe? They were trying to go with the popular vote in Iowa. That's what they were trying to do, but it backfired. It blew up in their face, and they didn't know how to recover, and they just looked completely like they've been looking, like a bunch of idiots.
Bunch of nakers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and Ying Yang, he's out.
Ying Yang, yeah. Ying Yang dropped out. I mean, it's such a debacle, but this should be a preview of November with these Democrats. If they can't even handle their own election, what do you think will happen come time the general election? These people are masters at causing division and also causing chaos so that they can push their agenda. And right now, this whole kerfuffle that they got going on over there, right, with Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, both of them leading the Iowa caucus. Let me tell you something. The DNC is not very happy right now. You know?
No, they're not. Hey, Jermaine, do me a favor. Kind of tilt your camera down just a little.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more.
A little bit more?
Yeah, so you can kind of come up to just a tab, just a hair more.
Tad bit more?
Just a hair more.
Man. Look at me.
Perfect. Now you look good. Now you look good. All right. Yeah, I want to make sure because the only thing we were seeing was the top of your head there. Okay. So I want to make sure everyone can
see
your face.
Better than seeing the top of Jamal's head.
That's all see right now. He's looking down.
Jay, I heard you got that virus. I'm sorry. I heard you got the virus.
He's on Windows, so. Oh, we're talking about a different virus. My bad.
Man.
Okay, so.
Who always had a technical glitches around here, though?
Windows.
No.
Back to the subject at hand.
Okay, yeah, back to the subject at hand. So, the primary. You know, the Democrats, they don't know what to do. I've seen people still posting stuff saying, we need Hillary Clinton. I actually saw people saying that. We need Michelle Obama to step in. We need somebody. But you know what? They don't know what to do because Bernie Sanders, socialist, not going to make it. Elizabeth Warren, she's getting ready to be on her way out, too.
Yep.
Along with Joe Biden.
Yep.
Yes.
The thing of it is, and the reason why that let me say this, and I said this in my broadcast as well. Everyone that's running on the Democrat Party are socialists, bottom line.
Yep.
It's just that you have some that can hide it a little bit more than the others.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these socialists have communist agendas. And if we do not wake up, and you know what? I'm not taking anything for granted. I hear all the time how Trump landslide 2020. I hear that, but the fact of the matter is, we understand who the enemy is, and most people do not understand that we're dealing with communists. We're dealing with people that want to destroy America by any means necessary. That is the reason why that we don't need to sleep at any given time, because see, it's not just Trump that they that we need to vote back into office. We need to vote them all out of office.
Absolutely.
If we do not show up during mayoral elections or Congress elections, we're just going to have President Trump there doing it, what he's doing now, all by himself. We need to make sure that we know who's getting who's up for election, and we need to make sure we show up at the polls and be standing up for the Constitution and make sure that we do what we're called to do as American citizens.
Yep, I completely agree. Okay, let me play a video while Jamal is chatting with everyone there. So check this out. This listen to this. This is what Bernie Sanders when he came out in New Hampshire. Okay.
And let me say tonight that this victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
So he's saying this is the beginning of the end of Donald Trump. So you know what that says to me? He's saying this is the beginning of the end of America. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Jamal, you want to jump in?
You know, I'm one of those people who, I'm going to shock y'all right now. I'm one of those people who have said that I'm kind of upset that the Democrat Party is attempting to screw over Bernie Sanders. Because once again, the Democrats want to decide who runs the nation. And to me, I've said this before to the Bernie bros and Bernie gals, y'all about to get screwed over. Now, does it feel good to know that Bernie Sanders is going to be running against President Trump? Now, you all have seen the video of YouTube where everybody cuts away and they show everybody laughing, saying, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance, and, you know, President Trump's win. It is time that we destroy socialism. It is time that we send a message to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Presley, and Tlaib. It is time. It is time that these communists, these socialists, get on the ballot and we destroy them. It is time to see, is America really that gone over the edge? If California, New York, and all these liberal bastions, are willing to vote for an open socialist, then it is time for America to start starving them and let them feel the impact of socialism. Stop giving them tax breaks for their high taxes. And people crying, talking about some, to President Trump, he repealed SALT, which is state and local tax exemption SALT. Oh, he repealed it. That's wrong. No. You keep voting for these people, you stay where they're at. Don't let them people move to your state and give them a voting in your state. You move from California to Texas, you can't vote in the Texas election for 2 years. You move from New York, don't come down here to North Carolina, don't come to the South, vote for 2 years. Stay where you at and deal with what you made.
Let me say one thing about that, about your theory about Bernie Sanders. And this is the question I got to ask all of you. Do you guys think that Bernie Sanders was unaware that he was going to get screwed in 2016?
Do I think he was unaware?
Yeah. Do you think that he didn't know that what was going on?
Before
you answer that, remember this. He has 3 mansions, a sports car, and I showed a picture, posted a picture of him with a private Learjet. So I'm going to ask Ian, do you guys think that he was unaware of what was going on?
At first he was.
Then he brokered a deal.
Yeah, yeah, at first he was because he was pulling in huge numbers. The crowds crowds were crazy. And Hillary Clinton she had 30 people at one of her rallies, and he was pulling in huge number, 30,000 at one of them. And in the beginning, he was all in it, but then they brokered a deal, just like Jermaine said, and then bam, he was done. And they're going to try to do it to him again because the DNC don't want him.
I am under the impression that he was aware of what was going on, because and the reason why I say that is because if you listen to any of his speeches, he's only going to say things that's going to garner like the roar of the crowd. I remember one time they asked him specifically, how are you going to pay for Medicare for all? Do you know what his response was? His response was, because Donald Trump is not doing anything in the White House. And the crowd went wild. He never answered the question. That tells me that he's doing this for the simple fact of being in it for the money. He's doing this for the money. He knows that he is 80-something years old. Last year he had a heart attack. There's no way that he's going to there's no way that he's going to take his communist ways into the Socialist Democrat Party, and they're going to accept him. No matter how many times you have an Ilhan Omar or a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or any of the other ones, they are not going to accept him. You think Donald Trump is a castaway in the Republican Party? You're talking about 100 times worse as Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Bernie Sanders have not done not one thing in Congress in over the 40 years that he's been in Congress. Think
no.
about that.
No. Wait, he just took a handout.
He had three bills in his name, and none of those bills passed.
Yep. Okay, let me play something else from Bernie Sanders, and then we'll come back and see if Jamal's awake.
NyQuil.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The wealthy and powerful will start paying their fair share of taxes. We will make public colleges and universities tuition-free and cancel all student debt.
All of this is socialist ideas. Listen to it.
Unlike Donald Trump, we know that climate change is very real and an existential crisis for our planet. We are prepared to tell the fossil fuel industry that their short-term profits are not more important than the future of our planet.
So basically he's saying that all of the fossil fuel companies, you're about to be out of jobs for anyone who works at them. That's what he's saying. So if you elect him, if you work in these companies and you elect Bernie Sanders, there's a new kind of stupid for you. I don't understand it, why you would do that. Because you're going to vote yourself out of a job. And you know what? It's not even just those companies. Anyone who votes for Bernie Sanders, you're going to vote yourself out of a job. They keep saying that he wants to do good things for the economy. What's wrong with the economy now? We talked about one of the best economies that this country has ever seen. And remind me again, what is wrong with the economy now? President Trump has made a major difference in this country, and you have the Democrats wanting to destroy it. You know what? Let me say this, guys. I really don't think the Democrats dislike what President Trump is doing. They just want a Democrat in his place doing it.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That's what they're wanting. That's what they're wanting, because you can't possibly want the opposite of what President Trump is doing. You can't possibly do. But you know what? They're so bitter, they're so hateful, and yes, I'm going to say it. These progressives are so demonic. They're willing to go against completely everything that is good just because it goes against President Trump and reality. Jamal,
I'm going to say this right now.
Man,
what happened?
Oh no! Go ahead.
Go.
I'll
then
wait till you go.
Go. Then we'll go to Jermaine.
Oh, I'm gonna say this right now. If you look at Bernie Sanders and what he just said and how he looked, I grew up watching World War II stuff. And Benito Mussolini, whenever he got finished doing one of those fiery things, he would cross his arms and start doing this right here. And that's exactly what he looked like he was about to do. He literally just looked like he was about to do that. If people don't sit here, like I said, it is time that we have this battle. Patriots versus the socialists. This isn't a football game. This isn't a baseball game. This isn't a basketball game. This is for America's soul. It is time. I want Bernie Sanders to win. It is time that we choose what type of nation we want to be, a socialist one, or we want to be an American democracy, excuse me, a constitutional republic. Because of this, at the end of the day, Democrats already pushed socialism.
Yep.
They mad at Bernie Sanders for saying it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. And
go ahead, Jermaine.
One thing I want to say is that Bernie Sanders is a microcosm of what's going on here in the U.S. We have to also acknowledge that Bernie Sanders, in a sense, is getting his popularity because he is also a populist as well. You have to admit that some of the things that he is pushing out is popular with a lot of Americans. You can't get around it, right? Socialism to a lot of Americans is appealing. That's why he gets a lot of fan base, and a lot of people who support Donald Trump, in a sense, a lot of them came from the Bernie Sanders crowd. So you have to also look at it from that aspect as well. But one thing I can say is that the things that he's proposing, he doesn't have a way to pay for it. And they're nothing but platitudes. One thing you can see in the schools, especially in the universities, the professors, they do nothing but talk about platitudes. They don't talk about actually paying for anything. You get what I'm saying? And that's how Bernie Sanders is. He's like an old professor. All he does is talk about ideas, right, that are nice and fancy in his brain, right? A beautiful utopia where everybody walks around in golden slippers and you don't pay for nothing. I mean, that's not reality, but our children are growing up thinking that that could be reality, which is a crazy thing. So in my eyes, we need to get back to really educating our children about what's going on in our country and how we can keep our freedoms, as well as, hitting the liberals hard in the media about socialism and what it does to countries when they implement this type of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Jay. And I think that one of the things that we're not looking at, and I said this on my broadcast, is if we vote in socialism, what we have ultimately did as a nation is reject God. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. As a nation, we say, we don't want you, God, we want socialism. And we have to understand that is a direct reflection of the Church of Jesus Christ here in America. Because if we are so kowtowed and so spineless to not say that killing babies is wrong, having men go into the bathroom of women is wrong, to have men marrying men and women marrying women, if we can't say that things like that is wrong in the pulpit, then we're saying we don't care what you have to say about anything, God. We want it our way. And our way is going to get destruction every time. And we need to look at that. We need to look at that. So if we're not teaching our kids that socialism is a demonic spirit, if we're not teaching them that socialism is anti-God, then we're not teaching our kids anything. They're not learning it in school. We can't expect schools to do our job as parents.
No, you're absolutely right. But you know what? You know what's amazing to me, Jay, is that, and to hit on what you were saying, we have come into a time to where if you speak out against these evil things, that you are being hateful. That what, and they're like, what kind of person you are subject, you people have lost jobs because you simply disagree. Not that you've gone out and you actually done something to somebody, not that you went to these people and tell them that they're gonna go to hell. You haven't said any, you don't even have to say any of that. All you have to say is, look, I go along with the Bible. The Bible speaks against certain things. And because the Bible speaks against it, I'm going to go along with the Bible. They want to, and then at that point they go, well, you're just being hateful. Even when you just sit there and say it, or because I said it multiple times, I said, look, I'm going along with what the Bible says. I'm going along with the word of God. And they go, you're just being hateful. No, not me. Not me. And you're calling me hateful because I'm going with God's word. With God's word is not hateful. But see, they
but
don't.
You're the closest thing to what they can't shake their fist at God. They got to shake their fist at you.
Exactly.
And that goes for each and every one of us. I had someone tell me yesterday, and I had someone to tell me yesterday that because I support President Trump and I do not support the Democrat Party, that has been proven time and time and time and time and time again that it is a party of racism. Mm. They said I'm not saved. You know what I did?
Really?
I pointed and laughed at that person and kept on going.
Why? I would have sure attacked them. But I ain't gonna lie, I would have started attacking them. First thing would have came out of my mouth.
Why give them the satisfaction of me even responding to something like that, though?
Oh no, you got to destroy that. Here's the thing: if you allow ignorant stupidity to feel that it is correct, it's going to thrive. It's going to thrive. That's why I so kind when people say, you support Donald Trump. You ain't say that you support that black bastard and his chicken head wife, Michelle Obama.
Yep. There go your channel, Will.
Okay.
There it go.
And then once you say that, see, all I said was the black bastard, Barack Obama, and his Jezebel chicken head wife.
There you go.
So you got to say Jezebel.
No wonder they hitting my channel hard. I can't even get a video to get 5,000.
So when you say things like that, it's gonna be mad. But let me say this about socialism too. The reason why it has to be done between us and Bernie Sanders. The reason why we have to do this because something Jermaine said. This crap is taught in schools. Everybody make jokes about Bernie Sanders being this professor because that's what it is. You have these professors over the last past 30 years who have pushed this crap, who pushed it in high schools,
mm-hmm.
pushed it in colleges.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to have this out. It is time that these professors be smacked back because I've always stated this. We are fighting those hippies from the 90s. 1960s. All
Absolutely,
this crap we've been going through, all this crap we have been going through in the 1960s when the hippies and the Black Panthers, when we beat them, the Civil Rights Movement was passed, Civil Rights Act in 1964 was passed, and the hippies came and smoking the cigarettes and everything, and people rejected that because they were talking this crap back then. What they did was they became professors. They became teachers. They some became preachers. And so what they did was they brought this crap back. We're dealing with the 60s crap like Terminator. That's what we're dealing with. The Terminator in 60s and hippie stuff and came back. So that's why they sound just like they do. If you listen to these black preachers and how they, it's racism, the Lord told me, Donald. If you listen to what they're saying, that's the crap Martin Luther King rejected, didn't want part of the Civil Rights Movement when they were teenagers. They wanted to push that black nationalist crap. Those old black deacons and bishops and mothers and elders told them, you ain't bringing that in the church. But they became now the preachers, the deacons, the bishops, and the apostles. That's why they got Black Lives Matter trash in the church. That's why you got these socialists and stuff in school. Because these people became teachers and professors. I'll never forget it when my mama and my daddy found out who was one of my teachers. My daddy said, she used to be a nut. And I actually repeated it back in school. My mama said, yeah, she should have never said it around you. But yeah, my daddy said he remember you back in the day, something about a nut. I said it to her face, my daddy. But see, that's what we remember. What my parents remembered them, Well, guess what these people did? They taught students, became professors. Those professors taught teachers. Those professors taught doctors. Mm. That's why they're willing to enforce this radical crap. These
yep.
are the hippies from the 1960s.
Yep. And if we, you know what? I like saying this because it's worth repeating, and I say that too, right? We in America, we're at a crossroad. Do you agree? We're at a crossroad. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I think it's so evident where we're headed. We can either go with President Trump and the country can still continue to prosper. We can have more jobs come. The economy can continue to do better. We can be respected across the planet. Or we can go with Bernie Sanders and tear the whole thing down. Because that's what's going to happen. And I've had some people say that, you know what, we have to go into a civil war. I don't want to physically fight with these people. But there's some people that's wanting to. There's some people that's edging it on. There's some people that want to go, and that's on both sides. Because I've had both sides say something. Yep. You know, you have the left where they're completely violent to anyone who supports President Trump, anyone who supports America, anyone who wants to keep this as a sovereign nation, anyone who's a Christian. They attack us on a daily basis. You know, I did the video, and it was such an honor. I did the interview with Diamond and Silk. I can't even tell you how much hate came from these socialist, communist, progressive Democrats. The hate was like, I mean, wow. And it's so disrespectful. They don't even care for humanity. And they're the first ones constantly saying, humanity first, humanity first. But then they say some of the gross, despicable, hideous, just whatever you can think of, nastiest things. And they're talking about women. And I'm like, hashtag, what about the women? It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, Will, they really don't care at all. Mm-hmm. The reason why they're after Christians is because Christians are very principled. They're the last principled folks on this side of heaven, I can tell you that. And they're the ones who are standing up against right and wrong. Right now, you can't stand up against what is wrong because we have liberals who don't know what is wrong, and they will attack you on every front. We have to make sure that we stay true to our convictions and our faith, and that's the only way that we can get through this, ordeal here. One thing else I can say about this little socialism thing that is going on in this country is that this is a satanic movement.
Yeah.
People got to understand, I understand it's socialism, but we also got to be honest. It's also satanic. A lot of the stuff that they're pushing is death. Literally, it's like a cult of death,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not about, bringing prosperity into this country, bringing success into people's lives. It's about tearing everything down, just like you said, Will. So people need to wake up to what's really going on. It's a spiritual war, but it's being cloaked as something else.
Even in the videos that Will showed, you didn't hear Bernie Sanders one time talking about the prosperity of any individual.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
You heard him. You always hear them always talking about how he wants to make it fair for everyone. You'll never hear a socialist talk about how a person can be more prosperous doing whatever it is the government program they have out. They're not going to talk about that. But yet again, you have Bernie Sanders with three houses. You have Bernie Sanders with a couple of sports cars, and you have Bernie Sanders with a Learjet. So
yep.
tell me how is that going to make everyone else equal with those things right there? Oh, I know. It's socialism for me and not for thee.
That's exactly it. Okay, so let me get to this other video that I was saying that you got to see. Now, you may have seen this video. I don't know. But when I saw this video, I'm like, see, you know what? Let's just go to the video and let's see if it triggers or not.
Why are you always trying to trigger a brother.
I mean, you should be triggered. I mean, because, I mean, it's despicable. The left is so nasty. Let's go to the video.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC. And frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Really?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Now, who have you seen it? Apparently, Jamal hasn't seen
that. I've seen it, but I scrolled past it. I never heard what this idiot had to say.
I mean, just no. Okay, let's go at this route. Imagine if that was someone white saying the exact opposite. You black people need to find some other space. There's too many of y'all black people up in here. It's like, oh, there's too many black people on the screen right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, Will. One thing I want to say before Jamal goes off the handle here, I know he's ready. He's like a mad dog ready to bite.
I see that vein in his forehead.
I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
But one thing I can say is that these people are what I call crybaby black folks. You know, they're crying about mistreatment, and then when they're treated well, then they're crying that, hey, you know, there ain't enough black people over here. There ain't this, ain't that. You're never going to make these type of people happy at all. They need to have their own school. They need to stop going into white establishments and crying about mistreatment. Why don't they go somewhere and, you know, there's plenty of HBCUs out there where they can be, you know, quote unquote, treated well. But they come to these predominantly white schools and they complain so that they can get special treatment. I think it's, you know, wrong, and it's unfair for them to do this.
You know, and before Jamal have his aneurysm, let me go ahead and say this real quick about that. I believe that, and you guys may not agree with me with this, and that's fine. You guys could be wrong. But the reason why I feel this way is that I think that video was staged. Now, let me tell you the reason why.
Look up.
You had a person that was videotaping this at the same time that she was speaking.
We can't see you.
As soon as she finished, they cut the tape off. Now, I got upset just like my boy Jamal up there. And you know, listening to it, yeah, I'm going to get emotional about it. But I'm also going to think about the fact that you have demons out there that's going to use spiritual tactics in order to get people to think emotionally instead of think think logically. And if you guys have a different take on that, that's fine. Like I said, you guys can be wrong about that, but that's just the way that I
feel. Okay, let's get Jamal's take on it.
You know. This is the stupid, pathetic crap that people allow to go on in their businesses and in their lives because they have no spine. Jay, I may be on that train with you. Could this be staged, or could she just be saying something out there and people clapping, you know, for a joke? Could this be a joke? It could possibly be. But it's a joke that should have got her walked out the door. Because if some white folk would have said,
thank you,
my terminology, if you knackers don't like it,
there
go.
In
dark here, woo, turned out to like all these knackers up in the now, if somebody was to say that, see, here's truth be told. This is why people don't want us around. Let's go on and call it. Even if it's not us, we're still associated with it. Why? Because the majority of the community isn't calling this stuff out.
Thank the Lord.
I think it's funny. As long as if the majority of the community is not calling this crap out, then let white folk say something like this, and the majority of the white community don't call this wrong. Oh, she told you, all them white folks say, I tell you, oh, they can't care about them white folks. All them white folks say, you see, they don't care about what you say. But black folks sit back there and clap, share it, post it. And truth be told, I'm like, well, shoot, go get you an old-fashioned Klansman, and then she knowledge show up. I just
yep.
want to say how y'all knackers doing tonight. But this is the white folks. This is the white section. Y'all knackers sitting right over there.
Yup.
To the water fountain.
He's going to use the water. Yep. You know, I'm wondering how they're going to, you know, how the closed caption is going to pick that up. Because the closed caption is probably going to say, oh, that's I know what he means. I know what he means, and there goes the channel. let me say this. You know, talking about the Klan look at people like this, saying, "Why do we need to come out and act out when you have black people doing the job for us? You have black people today talking about they want segregation. You have black people killing black people. What the Klan is needed for?" The Klan don't, these Democrat Klan members don't need to do anything any longer. Just keep pacifying black people and they'll keep killing each other. They don't have to do it. They have, the Democrat Party has trained black people to do the job the KKK was doing. And now today you have black people in Chicago, St. Louis, and various other places throughout the country doing the job of the Klan. And then they sit there and talk about, well, you know, President Trump, he supports the Klan. No, he doesn't support you killing yourself. He doesn't support you trying to kill the black baby in the womb. He doesn't support killing the white baby in the womb. He doesn't support any of this crazy stuff coming out of the Democrat Party. And then they get mad at me because I don't want to support killing the unborn. I don't want to support killing black people. I don't want to support killing white people. They get mad at me. Oh, you just a sellout. What do you mean? I'm a sellout because I don't want people to be harmed? Do you? I mean, I talk to these people. I said, do you even hear or see what you're saying? I said, now you just type that. Now read that out loud. That's what I say to them sometimes. I said, read out loud what you just typed to me. Because so it is sound, so to see if it sounds as stupid as it is on paper. And they just look at me, oh, shut up, you a sellout. And then they go on with the old colorful words.
Yep.
Oh,
old colorful words.
I find it funny when you have Democrat plantation slaves that want to call us sellouts because
we don't
want to think like them.
Thank you.
If they only understood the irony of calling someone else a sellout, but yet they vote for a party that see nothing wrong with killing black babies in and out of the womb, won't do anything in the black community, won't do anything as far as look at you if you turn in an application and you have the same qualifications as someone else, they won't even look at you.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we're the sellout.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I tell people this when they call me names like that. In fact, I just got through talking to someone like that. I said, you know, my God calls me his child. Why do you think I give a crap about what you call me? It stops the conversation every time.
Yep.
Well, when somebody call you a sellout, you know, we used to say back in the days, I'm sold out for God, I'm sold out for Christ. So if you call me a sellout, you're right, I am sold out for Christ and I'm sold out for God. But let me say this real quick also as well. When, God, I just lost my train of thought. Just say quick. When we are sitting here and they say, well, you know, we're sellouts and we'll talk about putting the Klan. Let's just put it in a better perspective. Black folk put the Klan out of business because we killed each other.
Thank you.
So well, the donations dried up because the Klan was like, oh, excuse me, I got you $40 last month, but why should I be doing that? Well, I had six blackies down there shoot each other for free.
Yep.
And I ain't have to give them not one dime.
Yep.
I want my $40 by put on so I can send my house and watch them kill each other from the comfort of a TV. So you got this going on. Black folks is putting women out of business. And let's tell the truth, okay? Name me one area where you have high majority of minorities that you don't have crime. Here's a statistic real quick. Between 2012-2017, you had over 680,000 interracial crimes. 85% of interracial crimes were perpetrated by blacks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder now.
And then look at the look at the population of black people in America. It's it rides around between like 11, 12, and 13%. And because the Democrats, and yes, I'm saying the Democrats have encouraged this behavior in the black community because of the policies that they put in place. Let me ask you guys this. As a person in America, an American, how many people that are like us that you believe is going to vote for Trump? Because I think that number is alarming. And the Democrats know it. Because freedom for black people have finally come. There's never been freedom under the Democrats. Freedom for black people has finally come, and it came from a white man sitting in the White House. Eat that one.
Why do you think that they support open borders, Will?
So they can replace the votes.
They're trying their best to get people here from all across the world to get into these cities so that they can vote Democrat and turn cities blue. That's the bottom line. And I want to piggyback off of Jamal's statistic. Let me tell you another statistic. In 2012, they had 1,876 black babies dying daily in abortion. Think about that. 1,876 black babies dying in abortion. But yet we want to blame President Trump for all the woes that's in the black community. I don't get that. And the reason why I don't get that is because it doesn't make any sense for people. Here's another thing, and I'm sorry about skipping about this. Here in Alabama, we passed a bill about if a heartbeat is detected, you can't perform a murder on that baby. Do you know that as soon as that bill was passed, you had Ilhan Omar talking about you have 25 white men deciding what goes on in a black woman's health? We can't understand that the Democrat Party is the party that hates minorities. You had Margaret Sanger that said, let us hire a few Negro pastors so that we can get the word out that this is healthcare or whatever else. And not only that, do you know what Planned Parenthood was called before it was called Planned Parenthood? The Negro Project.
It sure was.
Now, you know what? Regardless of how you feel about me being an Uncle Tom and all this other stuff, facts are facts. If you don't like facts, then keep on with your feelings and keep on electing people that look at you. Shake your hand with one hand, then spit in your face as soon as you turn it.
Let's go to Jermaine.
You know, it goes back to family at the end of the day.
Yep.
It really does. And that's something that the Democrats don't speak about. All the stuff that we speak about is really a microcosm of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The family needs to be restored, and that is something that a lot of people need to get on board with. I would like to see legislation come down from the White House restoring fathers in the home in all colors, especially in the black community. I believe that is muchly needed right now, either by doing tax breaks for you know, families that are married instead of worrying about single parent homes. You know, we want to encourage family in this country. And when you guys see that people who are grown, you know, in two-parent households, they're more sane. You get what I'm saying? They're more grounded. These are folks that represent the good in our community, in a sense, and they portray this. There's a certain value that comes when you're raised by both of your parents there. It sticks with you. You get what I'm saying? That family value. And when you lack those family values and your family values come from the government or from the liberal culture, it's going to be a mess. So I think that conservatives need to start, you know, really pushing legislation to bring family back here in America and make family priority.
Yeah.
Because without dealing with family, all this is going to keep going on.
Yep.
Black Americans need to have a solid family. And right now, it's a matriarchal family headed by the mother, which is, if you look at any other ethnicity in their societies, they don't have, their women leading their family. And I want folks to understand this. This is out of order. When you look at the Christian order, right? God over Christ, Christ over man, man over woman, woman over children. This is flipped all the way upside down, all around, twisted up like a candy cane in the black community right now, right? You got the woman in the lead, and then you got the guy who, handicapped because he wasn't raised correctly. And then you got the children. We need to change that. And I'm not saying all black Americans in a sense, but I'm saying it's a very high majority, and I would venture to say closer to 75 to 80%.
Well, that thing you got to say, but then you got to say black America. I'm sorry, Jermaine. Jermaine, I agree with you, but one thing I have to say this, Jermaine, and I hurt folk feelings when I say it. If 76% of all black children are born out of wedlock, okay, and over 74% single parent homes, that's the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. I try to save the folks' feelings.
Was Jermaine trying to be politically correct?
No, feelings. You can't go on feelings anymore. Feelings are done. Are done.
Feelings is what's destroying the nation.
Yeah.
Black community. Feelings is what black folks seem to have a problem with dealing with, and when we have a problem with it, we black folk are the ones who should have been saying the police is killing all us black folks.
Yep.
Oh, a black mother. She got to worry about.
So let me ask this real quick. Let me ask this, because we talked about Bernie Sanders a little bit earlier. For everyone who just joined us, thank you for joining us. And you can go back and watch what we said about Bernie Sanders if you care to. But let's talk about Pete Buttigieg. So as Bernie Sanders looks like he's leading right now, Pete Buttigieg, and I heard this maybe a couple months ago, but the liberal media has been completely silent on it. Because it looked like they want Pete Buttigieg because he's not an old white man, and they really don't want Bernie Sanders because he's an old white man, and it goes against everything that they've been pushing, talking about old white men are the problem in the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Pete Buttigieg, he had a lawsuit against him because he got a black police chief fired. Did you guys know about this?
Yep.
And the black police chief won the lawsuit against him for $50,000, and the liberal media is keeping it quiet, and that's why they're afraid that he's not going to get the black vote. Joe Biden, he's out. I mean, seriously, Joe Biden, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
he's an old white man. He can't even remember what state he's in.
You forgot.
Seriously, you can't.
Would you say, huh?
I said, seriously, he can't.
Yeah, really. What were you saying, Jamal?
The establishment wants him. And they are willing to destroy that part. I said it before.
Are you talking about Pete Buttigieg?
No, they Pete Buttigieg is the, you know, because he, watch out, Bernie, he's sneaking up behind you.
So who do you think the establishment wants?
They want anybody other than Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
And here's the thing. They want anybody other than Bernie Sanders, and they're going to push whoever it is other than Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm seeing, people are getting ticked off about it, too. Especially, I don't know if y'all saw that interview with the woman. She was talking to an MSNBC host, and she said the reason why she voted for Bernie Sanders was because of them, because they're playing this attack Bernie. Bernie Sanders supporters and people are saying that, hey, y'all doing the crap they tried to do to Donald Trump. Well, it's our turn to get what we want. This is about to be the end of establishment rule on both sides.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
I still don't think, you know, logically, I still don't see Bernie Sanders having a snowball's chance in Jamaica and being a beating President Trump. But I do say this. Bernie Sanders is a reflection of us not teaching our kids what socialism is.
Yes.
You have people that want to argue with you that Democrat socialism is different than socialism. That's just like, I'm not going to use the examples that I normally use, but the fact of the matter is that there's no distinction. There is no distinction at all. Socialism has historically killed more people than any other platform out there. History. So when I hear people say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, All I do is challenge them. Okay, well, go to a socialist nation and see how long you're going to be there. I tell you what, take $100 and go to any nation that you know is a socialist nation and see how long you're going to last.
Mm. Mm.
Then they resort to calling me names and all this other stuff, and then that's when I point and laugh at them and go on.
Mm.
Like I said, I like what I say back as soon as they say something to me. Uh-huh. You voting for Trump. You call yourself a Christian. He better than that black bastard. Barack Obama is Jezebel.
There you go.
Hey, when you say that, you ought to see their face.
Yeah, I know.
Your face will freeze like that, Jamal. Oh, wait, they already did.
Hey Jay, everybody heard of the coronavirus, and Jay been sitting up here running around. He ain't telling everybody he got the show ugly virus. It's show ugly. Jay got the show ugly.
How long did it take you to come up with that joke?
Okay. On that note, we're at the end here, so I want to thank everyone for joining us. Before we go, Jay, before we run out of time, go ahead and lead us out into prayer, please, sir.
I just had a couple of things to say to Jamal, but anyway, God in Jesus' name, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the brothers that you have blessed me to be around, Father, and Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given us to share to your people, Father. I pray right now, Father, Lord, that they will adhere to you and you only. I pray, Father, Lord, that they will see, Lord, that you are our last chance. We should have had you first and foremost. All the time, Lord, you said if your people that are called by your name, you're talking to the Christians. You're saying that if we will turn from our wicked ways, that's the only time that you're going to heal our land. You're not going to heal our land through anything else until your children turn from our wicked ways. And I pray right now, Father, Lord, that we repent from our selfishness, our pride, or anything else that we've had, Father, that put you second in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're coming up against a storm here, Father. We're coming up against a spiritual war, Lord, that we need you in this battle. And Lord, if we don't submit our lives to you, Father, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. And I pray right now, Father, Lord, that we submit ourselves to you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Good deal.
Well, Jay took his head off, I thought, I'm sitting up here waiting for, what's that, Sarah Connor to come out and start killing aliens. But I just realized, boy, your head shaped just like one of them daggone aliens. Do this real quick, Jay. Go, ah, watch it.
You something else, boy.
They were like a praline over there.
You know what? Me and you could be brothers, and that's the reason why I say that is because we argue all the time like brothers. But you know what? You know I have your back, and I know that you have my back.
Well, we are brothers in Christ, so it's a done deal there.
But he's the black sheep of the brothers of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, black sheep without the curly hair.
Maybe I should share my hair with you guys.
Oh,
there you go.
Good, yeah.
Then we could be the four bald Jays.
Yeah.
You keep wearing that hat like you wearing, Will. You is gonna be bald. You gonna look like a predator for real. You
oh, hand me that hat over there. Hand me that hat.
Your
hand
Grant just hanging out with that thin stuff right there. Like, there go, Grant. There go, Will. There go the predator. Oh.
Okay, I'll just port this one in. How about that? Does that one work?
I like that.
Does that one work?
I like that.
I like that one.
Yeah, this one really triggers them because it's a cowboy hat. You know, they only associate cowboys with white people. So, and I'm a black dude, dreadlocks, and it says Trump 2020 with my Get Over It, Trump is Your President t-shirt on. Talking about triggering.
It's called trigonomics.
Trigonomics. Okay. All right, everyone. God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight. And thank you for being brave enough to hit that share button. Thank you for being brave. We need your help. We need your help. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right, you guys, I got to roll.
Yep. All right, fellas. Later.
I got to go too, y'all. It's been fun, y'all. Take care, fellas.
And a new sponsor.
And
we had a peak of 15 on Periscope.